Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's a little Bruce Hornsby in the range bringing us back. 7 till. Thank you for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. Have a great visit with our good friend Brad Huskin, original founding member of our Brain Trust, the president of IAS Training. Put a .com on the end of that. You can find all the things he does for all the different people he works for around the country, around the world. Folks, if you're a Main Street retailer, if you're in the, especially, you're big in the jewelry and the hospitality business, aren't you, Brad?
We do a lot of jewelry stores, furniture stores, music stores. I call them the passion industries.
Exactly. That's a good way to say it.
About their jewelry and their furniture and their music.
Seriously, Main Street, folks. So if you need some help, check out Brad and his new book, Munchies 2. Munchies for Salespeople 2 is coming out. So look for that real soon at IAStraining.com. Brad, when I first started selling on commission, those many decades ago, I'd bump into people who were really hard to deal with. They either, especially if they were, you know, they weren't a customer yet, they were a prospect.
And so that was back before the wheel was invented.
That's exactly right, when the wheel was square, exactly. And so I would, I didn't like it. I didn't like dealing with those people. And finally I said, wait a minute, I've got to put myself through college here. I can't just do business with people who are nice. I've got to do business with everybody. And I made it my goal to learn how to deal with difficult people. And here's what I learned. If I could make them happy somehow, if I could address their, you know, tickle them the right way they wanted to be tickled, they were more loyal than anybody else I ever had. They became loyal, and they were never difficult after that.
No, and that's where sometimes we make them difficult customers just based on dumb things that we do and or say, or on how they're treated, and they expect one thing, and then we give them another thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm going to go to the grave believing that in general people are good, and I may be proven wrong someday, but I really think that most people are good, and they're not out to abuse and take advantage of anybody. But there's a certain percentage of people that are out there like that, and I'm not stupid. I do understand that. But first rule we have to remember is customer service rule number one is the customer's always right. And customer service rule number two is when they're wrong, you refer to route number one.
Right.
Because they are the customer.
Mm-hmm.
And they're the only reason that we exist.
They may not always be correct, but they're always right.
They always have the what we want, and that's the money in their wallet.
They have the gold. That's right.
Yeah, and I find that when people come in and they have a complaint or they have an issue, that in most cases people try to defend their company or defend the merchandise or defend the product or the service rather than just saying to the customer, well, what's it going to take to make this right
mm-hmm.
for you? And if we just take a defense, or not the offensive, but be more defensive, and let the customer know we're going to take care of the situation. We're going to take care of the problem.
Accommodative. How about that? Instead of offensive, let's just make it accommodative.
Yes. And don't be belligerent. Don't be argumentative. And say, I certainly understand. Be a little bit empathetic. Understand where they're coming from. And
what would it take to make you happy?
If you just say what's going to take to make you happy, and in most cases, what they expect is going to be less than you thought you had.
Or then you would have been willing to give them.
Exactly.
It happened. Folks, this is true. It happens. 8, 9, 10 times out of 10, it'll happen. They'll if you just ask them what they want, you know what they might say? They might just say, I just want another one. I don't want, you know, I just want this to work. I don't need you to replace it. Just make it work.
Yeah, I'll never forget I was working in a shoe store when I was very young in my career, back when we were still trying to invent the wheel. And a guy came in, he's got a pair of shoes, and he's just mad, he's fuming, he's, you know, flames coming out of his nostrils, vein popping out of his neck, and he slammed the shoes down on the counter, and I just, you know, he wanted to argue with me, and I just said, well, geez, what's it going to take to make this right for you? He says, I just want a discount on another pair.
Uh-huh.
And I was thinking in the back of my head, I was willing to give him a new pair of shoes, a warm-up suit, a gym bag, and a six-pack of socks to get rid of him. But so we just gave him the discount, and life is happy.
And he probably came back and bought all his shoes from you after that.
Exactly. And if nothing else, if they're expecting too much, then at least it gives you a starting point or a negotiating point in the process.
Well, if they say too much, all you got to do is say, well, you know what? I can't go that far, but how about this? They'll probably take it.
And that's exactly right. And that could be a topic for a whole other interview.
And that's another reason why you need to empower your employees to a certain level at that point in the transaction so they can do it without even involving you. And it makes you look a lot better. IAStraining.com, that's where they'll be able to find Munchies 2 real soon, the new book, right?
Exactly.
Hey, thanks, Brad. Take care of yourself.
Thanks, Jim.
Good job.
Appreciate
Brad Huskin, ladies and gentlemen. IAStraining.com. Check it out. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.